Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Romans chapter 15, verses 23 and 24. But now I've finished my work in these regions, and after all these long years of waiting, I'm eager to visit you. I'm planning to go to Spain, and when I do, I'll stop off in Rome. And after enjoying your fellowship for a little while, you can provide for my journey. Paul's love for the church in Rome is very clear, and he couldn't wait to see them. I love how he sets out his strategy so clearly. He was always looking to develop the mission of the church, so having paid them a visit, he then aimed to go to Spain to preach the gospel. In order to enable this mission to succeed, he'd be looking to the Roman church to support him. These few verses give us an insight into Paul's heart and his plans. But as we all know, it didn't work out in the way that he'd hoped. His first task was to go to Jerusalem to take the money he collected for the relief of the famine victims. He knew that it would be a potentially dangerous journey. His presence in Jerusalem was never going to be widely welcomed. In the event, he was arrested, and for the next few years, he was a prisoner. When he did finally arrive in Rome, he was under armed guard. We can learn so much from Paul. We should be inspired by his passionate mission heart and his careful planning. But we should also remember that things don't always work out in the way that we plan. We need to be humble before God and recognize that even if things don't work out in the way that we hope and plan, God is still God, and his plans will triumph in the end. When things go in the opposite way from our plans, it can be deeply discouraging. We can feel that we've failed. In such times, we need to keep our eyes firmly fixed on the Lord, knowing that we are ultimately secure in his hands. So let me ask you a question. How would you respond if your life plans suddenly changed? And now let's pray together. Loving Father, thank you that our lives are in your hands. Help us to have complete confidence in you, whether or not life works out in the way that we'd expected. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today, and I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.